Have you been watching the Bitcoin charts lately? It feels like the market has just lost its appetite. It has exhibited a distinct lack of price direction, trading within a narrow range for weeks without any clear momentum. Honestly, it feels like the price is just hovering.
It certainly is a strange sight. While some observers view this stagnation as a sign of weakness, I want to bring up a contrasting perspective from a prominent crypto analyst. They suggest that the longer Bitcoin remains flat, the more significant the potential upward move is likely to be.
That is such a fascinating concept. It really relies on the technical analysis principle of consolidation. It changes the whole narrative of what we see on the screen.
Exactly. When a major asset like Bitcoin stops moving aggressively, it suggests the market is absorbing information and building pressure for a future surge. It's not necessarily doing nothing, it's preparing.
I can get behind that logic. The behavior centers on supply and demand dynamics. When the buying and selling are balancing out, the market is essentially taking a breath.
Right. During sideways movement, selling pressure is absorbed by new buyers, or buyers step back to allow sellers to exit. It creates a period of low volatility, which is rarely permanent in this asset class.
So, it's about energy storage.
Precisely. Analysts describe this as a compression phase. Using the analogy of a coiled spring, the more the price is confined to a tight range, the more energy is stored within the system.
That is a brilliant analogy. Once released, the move can be explosive. It's like a rubber band being pulled back.
It really supports the trading theory that the longer it stays flat, the bigger the move. It implies the market is in an accumulation phase where smart money gathers positions before retail participation increases.
But the psychology is tricky, isn't it? Key dynamics during this phase include accumulation, where large institutions or whales typically buy during periods of uncertainty. Then there's the psychology, where retail traders often feel frustrated by the lack of movement.
That frustration can be dangerous. It potentially leads to panic selling at lower support levels, which can push the price down before a reversal occurs. And you have volatility expectations. Historical data suggests that after long periods of sideways movement, the subsequent breakout is often accompanied by high volatility.
For investors and traders holding Bitcoin during this period, patience is emphasized as the most valuable asset. It's hard to hold steady when you feel like you're missing out.
I know. However, the analyst's insight suggests this frustration is misplaced. The natural reaction to a stagnant market is frustration, leading some to cut positions fearing missed gains or a stalled bull run.
But we need to reframe that. Stagnation should be viewed as a sign of stabilization before a potential surge, rather than a bearish signal.
That said, we must be realistic. It is important to acknowledge that not all consolidation leads to a breakout. Sideways movement can precede a breakdown if broader market conditions deteriorate.
That is a fair point. However, within the context of a long-term bull market, sideways action is typically a healthy sign of market maturity, indicating the asset has found a floor to rest and gather strength.
True, but we must remain mindful of the surrounding macroeconomic environment. Factors such as regulatory news, interest rate decisions, and general economic health influence, whether consolidation turns into a breakout or a bearish reversal.
Nevertheless, the core thesis remains: compression usually precedes expansion. To navigate the next phase, traders should monitor specific technical levels.
We should focus attention on the support and resistance zones formed during the consolidation period. A price break above the upper resistance level with increased volume signals a strong bullish breakout.
Conversely, a break below the lower support level could indicate a deeper corrective phase. Volume is the critical indicator here. A price breakout without volume is often a fakeout or trap.
Investors should wait for candlesticks to close with significant trading volume to confirm the direction of the move. Additionally, observing broader market sentiment provides context.
If other major assets are also consolidating, it suggests a systemic shift rather than an isolated Bitcoin event. In the high-stakes world of cryptocurrency, timing is essential.
The analysts' warning that Bitcoin's lack of direction may lead to a heavier breakout serves as a reminder to stay calm during volatile periods.
While uncertainty can be uncomfortable, it often precedes significant opportunities.
By understanding the mechanics of consolidation and maintaining a long-term perspective, investors can position themselves to capitalize on the next major upward move.
Ultimately, the crypto market is driven by a complex mix of technology, finance, and human emotion.
When the price stops moving, the market is often just getting ready to move again.
Whether a long-term holder or day trader, monitoring these consolidations helps stay ahead of the curve.
As with all market advice, conducting own research and managing risk effectively is essential.
The next move could be massive, and being prepared starts with understanding current market behavior.